So here at the ripe age of 39 and a half, maybe 39 and three quarters, if we're really doing math.
It's okay. You're 39.
My wife has suggested a career pivot, and I'm actually intrigued by this, Carla. It's B96. It's Mo and Carla Mornings. And a few weeks back, it was like the last weekend of April, my wife did this book crawl where you go around a bunch of indie bookstores and you get these stamps and then you get like a discount.
Oh, I remember you talking about
this. And it's like an annual thing that happens in Chicago and Chicagoland. Like they're basically independent bookstores in the city and in the burbs.
Yeah.
And we got 15 of those, and so she gets a 15% discount. Two of the stores were specifically romance novel stores, and apparently the romance novel thing is really taking off right now. It's having a real resurgence. People are loving the romance novels.
I think they call them smut books now.
Smut books, yes.
Yes, I actually almost bought one yesterday. I opened up a page and it was like spank, and I said,
yeah. So I never knew how aggressive these things were, and as we were in the car,
intense,
she opened up this one specific book that she found in my wife isn't specifically into the romance novels, but she found one because she went into all these stores and she bought this book, and it was about a radio DJ who meets a listener on the request line, and then they have this really aggressively sexual relationship, and she's reading it, and I had to say, stop reading this. This is like vulgar.
Yeah. You say all this to say what? You're opening up the hotline? 877-591?
Yeah. The career pivot, she has suggested that I go into the business of reading audiobooks, specifically these smut books, these romance novels. And she says, whoa. She says that I have a very sexy voice.
Okay, wait a minute.
And I said, I don't know. I feel like to do that, you would need like a super deep voice. And
something a little more sultry.
Yeah, and I don't have like that old traditional radio guy voice.
Okay, because to me, I'm not your wife, right? So to me, I hear you talking, I'm like, well, that's Mo.
Right.
You know? But your wife obviously is going to think that everything you say is sexy because she finds you sexy.
Yeah, and she knows my bedroom voice. Yeah.
I couldn't even, no.
And please don't.
And then won't. But my question is, she obviously thinks that you are sexy in everything you do.
Right.
In order to find out whether or not you would actually be good at this, you would need to get unbiased opinions from those around us.
Okay.
So I need you to like read some stuff or say some stuff, preferably unsexy stuff, to see if you just have a sexy voice.
Yeah, if I can make unsexy things sexy.
Sexy, yes. That would be the tell-all for me.
Yeah, versus just reading some vulgar, you know, stuff.
Right, like I went to the store to pick up your shoes and they only had a size 6. Not sexy.
But if I can make that sexy.
But if you can make that sexy, then it's like, yes.
All right, help me out. 877-591-9696. Call and give me some unsexy things to try and say in a sexy way.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe this could be a good side quest for me to make some extra money.
Is Moog sexy?
Is Moog sexy?
Wait, say the phone number. Sexy.
hold on, let me get some. 877.
Okay.
591.
Yeah.
9696. I said 9696. I did not say 69.
Okay. So if you have anything, like any sentence that Mo can say unsexily, call us.
Unsexily. To
or
try and
just
make
say sexily.
Yeah. What's your idea? 877-591-9696. Looking for some non-sexy things to say in a sexy way. 877-591-9696. And the reason is because my wife suggested that I start a side quest where I read romance novels for like Audible and like
right.
audiobooks. And I was like, ooh, this could be good, but I don't know if I have the voice for that. I don't have like a big, deep voice.
Because your wife obviously thinks you're sexy. She's your wife.
Right.
But if you can say unsexy things in a sexy way.
Is that your
that's
version?
No, that's my audio book. Like, that's me being more like, and then the door opened, you know? Like, that's a,
like narrating?
Yeah, narrating.
Eddie and Ravenswood. what can I say? A non-sexy thing. In a sexy way.
Hello. We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Oh, okay. Eddie, you give it a go. Give it your best sexy read.
What's funny is my girlfriend is listening right now, and she's texting me, ew. All right, here we go. Hello. We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I like the way you said extended.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, Moog.
I don't know that I can beat that. Let me give it a go, okay?
Don't look at me.
Hold on, look.
He's covering his eyes.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Hello. We have been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Why did you go?
I don't know. Aren't you supposed to do that?
I don't know.
About that throbbing warranty.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The warranty doesn't do that? Okay.
No, the warranty just ends.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Eddie. Carlos in Round Lake, the non-sexy thing to sound sexy, what's it going to be?
Hi. So my friend went over to a girl's house once after drinking, and he went up to her and he said, sorry, I accidentally threw up in your flower pot.
I mean, that's romance, all
right.
You
know what? I would marry him right then and there.
It's never good when it starts with the apology. Sorry.
I'd like to apologize for the fact that I have projectile vomited in your flower pot.
The words sorry and accident probably don't turn a lot of people on.
No, but you're about to try. Unless, Carlos, you want to try first.
You want to try it first?
All right. Sorry. I accidentally threw up. In your flower pot.
You know what, Carlos? You tried.
You know what? You did. And, Carlos, for both of us, this is kind of our first, you know, dabble into the sexy reads. So I get it. I'm going to let you have that one. I don't think I'm...
you have to try.
Okay, fine.
You have to try.
I accidentally threw up in your flower pot. Thank you, Carlos. And have a great day. Kara, in Chicago. Hi.
Yeah. Okay, so here it is. Can you take out the recycling and the trash, but make sure you collect the small bathroom trashes before you take it out?
Are you saying it in a sexy voice, or are you telling me what to say? Okay. Can you take out
go. The
recycling and the trash and take out the small bathroom trash cans with the empty toilet paper rolls on them as well? Anybody horny yet?
That's great. And
then, she said sarcastically.
Was that sarcasm?
No, I thought it was great.
All right, it's working.
I think you need to add a little more bass to it.
Okay, maybe I need to be more like just woke up.
Yeah, like, oh, you know.
Okay, so then do this one.
Okay.
Oh, there's more.
Can you please pick up cat litter on your way home from the grocery store because we've been out for a day?
Okay. Can you please? For daddy.
No! Not the ad-lib. Okay.
Pick up cat litter on the way home. Because we've been out for days. And she's going to get pissed and pee on the couch.
Okay.
I think you have a bright future, man.
I think so. I'm a little bit embarrassed and blushing, but hey, here we are.
We didn't know that you referred to yourself as daddy.
Well, you know what? We're going to find out a lot with this feature. Well, thank you very much for your input, Kara.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Have a great day.
You as well.